The Brewers taking on the Reds. Milwaukee enters the day 2.5 games back of the second wild card spot in the NL as we pick it up bottom five.
What a rocket into right center field. That will be cut off. No, it was kicked around by Billy Hamilton and got away from him. That's going to enable them to take the lead, and Walker will go to third. To Ryan Braun. Ground ball up the middle, base hit to center, 3-1 in favor of the Brewers. 4 details. Swinging at a little fly ball along the left field line is going to drop for a hit, and a run is in. Kivlahan crosses the plate. A bloop hit by Jeanette, and the Reds trail by a run. Kivlahan crosses the plate. A bloop drink against Jesse Winker, and that's a line drive into left. A hit at 3-3. Winker goes the other way with a hit to left. Votto crosses the plate. On to second goes Jeanette, and the hit parade continues for the Redlegs here in the sixth. One ball and no strikes. Swinging line drive right field, and it's by Winker. It goes to the wall. They're going to wave the lead runner around. Here comes Scooter Jeanette's throw. It's offline. 4-3 Milwaukee, and on to third base goes Brett Phillips. Drives in the go-ahead run.
The Brewers pick up the 4-3 win as they close to within 2 games back of the idle Rockies with 3 games left for the second wild card spot in the NL. The Brewers conclude the regular season in St. Louis while the Reds face the Cubs in Chicago. The Reds enter Thursday's game looking to damage Milwaukee's wild card aspirations, but they came up on the short end of a 4-3 final at Miller Park. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
I thought he pitched his tail off. And that situation for him to go back out there for the sixth, really, unless his pitch count got him. You know, I saw that as his game until they scored. And had 2 outs relatively quickly, then a walk, and then Phillips hits the gap shot that drives in the go-ahead run, and then we weren't able to really do much the rest of the way. We're all really happy with the development of Sal. If you ask a year or two ago, we might have seen this guy as a late inning, setup guy or potentially a closer type. But his ability to throw 3 pitches for strikes, control the running game, he's a big, durable guy. He threw 8 innings a couple of starts ago where he was just really, really good. And we see him. I see him as a guy who could potentially be one of those guys that goes out there and is that 200-plus inning guy for us. And we need guys like that. We need guys to get acquainted with what it's like to take on that type of innings workload, and he fits the mold.
The Reds conclude the regular season this weekend in Chicago as they take on the defending champion Cubs.